And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about taking up, not just giving up. Lent, a time to give up, but also a time to take up. For some, it may be a resolution to do the Stations of the Cross during Lent. And if you've not done them so far, begin this first day of Holy Week. Throughout history, Christians have longed to literally walk in the footsteps of Christ. But not everyone could travel to the Holy Land. So ever since the Middle Ages, churches and chapels began erecting images devoted to an aspect of the Passion. By the 15th century, the Franciscans had developed a devotion they called Stations. It took a while to fix the number and titles of the Stations, but in 1731, Pope Clement XII established the 14 that we know today. Not that this stopped adaptation. Many places add a 15th station, for example, the resurrection of Jesus. It's as if people were discontent at leaving Christ in the tomb when our faith expresses so much more. Pope John Paul II, indeed, altered the traditional stations for his Good Friday service in Rome as follows, with events from the Gospels. 1. Jesus in the Garden of Olives. 2. Jesus betrayed by Judas. 3. Jesus condemned to death by the Sanhedrin. 4. Jesus denied by Peter. 5. Jesus judged by Pilate. 6. Jesus flogged and crowned with thorns. 7. Jesus carried his cross. 8. Jesus is helped by Simon of Cyrene. 9. Jesus meets women of Jerusalem. 10. Jesus is crucified. 11. Jesus promises the kingdom to the good thief. 12. Jesus dies on the cross. 13. The mother of Jesus and his disciples at the foot of the cross. 14. Jesus is placed in the tomb. Whatever the number or name, the stations move, inspire, and challenge us all to follow Christ through suffering to peace. Just as we all must journey too, this Lent, through suffering to peace. Amen.